Mr. Pump, eat.
The signal you are receiving is coming from deep inside of FEMA Region 1, well within the battle lines of the municipal corporation known as the Commonwealth of Taxachusetts, radiating out to the darkest corners of Al Gore's internet from our secret broadcast bunker, cleverly disguised as a middle-class living room. This is Red Pill Politics.
Well, howdy there, patriots and obedient vassals. Welcome to your weekly dose of Red Pill Politics. Mighty fine to have y'all on board. Happy April 7th. We're a week into April already. We survived April Fool's Day. And let's see, we had some barge crashes in our recent history and all kinds of drama. And new drama to talk about this week. Phone lines are going to be open for the entire show. Welcome you to call in and pontificate alongside of me here. It's a pretty decent day, a little crisp out here up in the Northeast. A little overcast, a little breeze, trying to get rid of that snow. We got hit a little dusting here in Massachusetts, but boy, up north in New Hampshire area, you know, if we get a dusting here, we're getting a foot up there, and that's kind of what happens. But it goes away quick. All right, a lot of things are starting to bud out. I do have a couple of quick gardening tips that I'm going to share with you. I meant to do it last week, but we just got into what we got into. But I'm going to share them real quick and real early because one of them requires, I mean, you can do it in the absence of this, but it's a nice little way to kill two birds with one stone. All right, and all you PETA people out there, no birds were actually killed in the making of that opinion. Calm down. All right, welcome to the show, Red Pill Politics. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, and I can tell, I can feel it. You're saying to yourself, how can I get more involved? Well, I'm going to tell you. Make sure you have republicbroadcasting.org saved in your favorites. It's a good start because you'll be able to find great programming 7 days a week at that website. And they got quite an archive. Find shows you like. Go in there. Find some old ones. Share them around. Get them out on social media. Share the love. Call in if you would like to run an ad at the network. All right, there's a number there at the website. This is very, very easy stuff. There's a one-click player on every page of the site so that even progressives can listen. How fantastic is that? And, of course, redpillpolitics.tv is where you can keep track of me personally and my snarky musings. Get subscribed there. Social media links are on the right as they blink on and off. Help yourself. And yeah, let's get going. What's going on in the world? Well, there's a lot. In fact, tomorrow, for those of you listening to me right now, tomorrow's the big day. All right, it's going to be dark for about four and a half minutes in the middle of the day. And this is supposed to be some kind of an event, I hear. All right, we're going to talk a little bit about the eclipse. Well, I wonder why, NASA is involved. Declarations, national emergency declarations. I had no idea that was a valid reason for government to declare an emergency, curb our rights by simply because it got dark. Okay, because it got dark, there's a peaceful assembly of people that appears to be forming. And are they able to, you know, is that a valid reason for us to allow government to declare an emergency? I mean, it gets dark every day. Right? We got a constitution, and its very First Amendment says that we can peaceably assemble. I don't know. Do not know. So yeah, we got an eclipse coming up. There was a bit of an earthquake in New Jersey that shook things up in New York. People got a little nervous about that. All right. And actually, there's been some noteworthy earthquake activity around the world. Lots going on there. You know, those quakes are always happening, but, you know, occasionally there's an uptick. And it kind of seems like a lot of stress is being relieved from the system. And we can talk a little bit more about that. The stuff that I like to get into is the environmental and the geological type stuff. Very interesting science behind that. If you can ever get to actually, you know, to think and discuss the actual science. So there's that. What else have I got on my list? Oh, 71-year-old grandma happened to be praying in the Capitol on January 6th. She's getting sentenced, going in the slammer. Minnesota, the Democrats, they had a chance to step up and actually do the right thing, and but instead, no, they stood up in defiance of labeling. The people wanted to know when insects were being put into their food. And Democrats in Minnesota specifically killed an amendment that would have allowed for that. So, yay you. Yes, there's a school district in Portland who is very sensitive to those that are less fortunate. They're very woke DEI programs that seem to be completely instituted there. Is I guess I remember I used to, you know, I wasn't always the finely polished diamond you see before you today. Let's put it that way. I was a little rapscallion when I was a young man, and I knew how to get in trouble. I've been suspended from school before and things like that. But I did not know that things had gotten so lax. It appears now that, you know, you and your buddy can go into a bathroom, lure a 9-year-old girl in there, and then take turns raping and molesting her. Well, one does it, the other watches the door, and they swap. They get caught. The school does an internal investigation. All right, we know how good those are. It's like, you know, but telling the IRS we want to audit ourselves, that'll go over big, right? Well, they did an internal investigation, decided what was appropriate was to suspend the two boys for a day. They did not call the parents of the victim. They did not call the police. They simply suspended these two boys for a day. And you know who spoke up? It was the father of one of the boys when he found out. It was, what in the actual hell is going on? Of course, now, rightfully so, not only should this school district be sued for every bit of $9 million, but every single one of them that were involved should be in jail. They're mandated reporters. Selectively, according to them. Unbelievable. So, yeah, they're, you know, the solution, I told you folks this, the long-term solution to our school problem is complete reform, which is going to take many years, many election cycles. All right? The short-term solution to save the kids trapped in that system right now, and I've been very clear and very repetitive about this, is homeschooling. And I don't want to hear any of your crap excuses that you can't do it. As I told you, that there is nothing I have heard to date that holds water and remains valid. It's all a bunch of you know, fear, things that were instilled in you about this to keep you away from it. I tell you right now, you know who doesn't get gang raped in the bathroom? Is a homeschool student. Never once have I seen an article of a homeschool student being transitioned without the parents' notice, being gang raped in a bathroom. Those things don't happen to homeschoolers. Unbelievable. So yeah, that's Portland for you. For crying out loud. I got some statistics from Social Security Administration regarding people who have registered to vote with no IDs. I mean, what few and relaxed regulations that are in place to, in, you know, this the facade of being a secure election. Even those most basic of things are being ignored. And to the point where it affects the outcome of races. And we now know what the P and P Diddy stands for, and that's pedophile. All right, we're going to take a look at that, what's going on. I don't think it's just what it looks like on the surface. I think there's a little more to it than that. You know, we're all hypothesizing right now. But we're honing in. We're getting closer. We got some good ideas, some good paths to sniff out and follow. But, yeah, some pretty weird goings on there with old Pedo Diddy. We'll talk about that. And the Department of Justice, they love you so damn much, man, if they've been busy. They're currently suing Utah prisons because there was someone locked up in jail with it fell somewhere, you know, between the moderate to severe end of the gender dysphoria mental condition, was unsatisfied with the haste in which the prison system got him his transition surgery. So he cut his own wee-wee off. No, for crying out loud. Some problems solve themselves. Weird things going on there, but Department of Justice stepping right in to sue that prison district because they didn't transition this prisoner fast enough. And they're also going after the person that had possession of the Ashley Biden diary, which we found to be is valid. Right, it's been verified. And in it, she talks about how she didn't like to take showers and would often wait because she didn't like her father, Joe Biden, taking showers with her. All right. Very weird. But they decided, you know, rather than, you know, consider the fact that the head of the Bidenista regime might possibly be a pedophile, they're going to kill the messenger. They're going after the messenger. You know, I keep saying this, folks. You know, recognize what you're seeing. They're making it illegal for you to question them, for you to come out with any bad news about them. You are to worship, and that's it. Worship and obey. Worship and obey. And they want you to stay fixated on that groove. Make that a pattern. You know, people a lot of times that they're successful in making positive changes if they can reestablish new patterns. Because once something becomes part of your daily routine, for example, you know, it is less burdensome. It becomes part of your daily routine. It becomes something that you miss if it's not there. So if you develop good, positive patterns, you know, this is a good thing in life. It's part of what keeps your spirit up and keeps you forward-looking. Always consistently and routinely moving forward because you've set the conditions to be so. Well, government has other ideas for you. In Massachusetts, indeed. And I told you folks, I'm from one of the socialist strongholds of the country. It is disgusting what our state legislature has become and the pockets of communism that exist all over the place. and that I was going to share these with you. Okay, because it's all well and good for those of you from the temporary comfort and the perceived comfort of a red state somewhere, pointing in at Massachusetts and giggling every once in a while. The things I'm sharing with you, if they're not already little seeds that are beginning to germinate in your state, then they're already in action. You just have not seen them yet. But again, in the name of inclusivity, because black people are disproportionately affected, we keep hearing that. As long as we are allowing that in our discussions as we set policies moving forward, hopefully to improve the situation, and we keep looking at things where the black community is disproportionately affected, and you make an adjustment, you've not solved the problem. You've just taken emphasis off from the, you know, you're flailing at the branches rather than striking at the root. So what they're doing in the hospitals here is they've decided not to report when infants are born addicted. Their rationale is that more black mothers than white mothers are affected by this. So, no, we're not going to look at the conditions, whether it's inner city urban rot that's taking place, in this, you know, what is the problem? Why are any women of any color giving birth to newborn babies that are already addicted? So yeah, by not reporting that, I want to know, how is that going to help the black moms out there? All right, that's the question I'm asking. They certainly don't know. This is a policy that directly harms them, all right? It's not that, you know, it's about equity, all right? Equity and harm. Equity and harm. You're all the same now, all right? You're all the same. That equality that you begged for has now been ordered. And you are equally as impacted. And when you struggle for equality in economic programs, you are equally as poor. It isn't about lifting anyone up or removing obstacles from economic growth or anything like that. It's the opposite. So yes, Massachusetts hospitals are no longer going to report when an infant is born addicted to drugs. And they feel that's the equitable thing to do. It will now mean the blacks are not disproportionately affected, but I think they still are. All right, someone, you know, let me know if I'm wrong about this, but I think all those moms are probably still addicted to drugs, have infants that are going to, you know, are now on the risk list. Their health is impacted from day one. Most people pray to God to have a healthy baby born into this world. Here they got one that's going to go through withdrawals before it learns how to suckle. Unbelievable. So do we look to other countries for ideas and, you know, how we should improve our health, who might love us also? Well, don't look to the Dutch. There's big trends over there. There's several nations, Canada too, that are all about suicide. Yes, if that's what you need. There's right now in the news, there's a lesbian couple, elderly. They're, what are they, 74, and another one in their 80s. You know, their health is starting to let go, and they decided neither one of them wanted to see the other die, so they committed suicide holding hands. Of course, this new euthanasia, they make it sound so medical and healthcare-ish. But yeah. And then a 28-year-old, physically healthy, but depressed. And some doctor said, well, you know, there's not much else we can do. We've got all these drugs and none of those you liked. And, you know, not therapy, figure out how not to be depressed and how to figure out how to be happy. But, you know, how about euthanasia? Sure, well, sign me up for that. So, yeah, healthy 28-year-olds just kill themselves. Has become the trendy thing. Pretty disgusting. I don't know. Well, you know what? I have got a caller I'm going to be bringing on here. As I recall, last week, right after the show, I was on my way out to a birthday party, my wife's birthday, and the whole family got together. My next caller, Chance, wished her a happy birthday, and he also mentioned, and I remembered, that it was his birthday as well. So my next caller is Chance from West Virginia, and I do believe it's his birthday. Happy birthday to you, Chance. Welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you, Dave. You're making me blush again.
Oh,
I got to tell you a story.
How young are you now? Are you going to tell us?
Yeah, what the hell? I got nothing to lose. I'm 64.
All right, good for you. 64 years young, right? You're only as old as you feel, and you're sounding pretty chipper today. How's your birthday so far?
Uneventful. It's just another year older, but I appreciate the sentiments from people. It's really nice. The reason why before I get to my point, the reason why I called, you mentioned Rapscallion, right? I remember, get a load of this. You might get a kick out of this. I was about, I think 13 or 14. And me and a friend who I can't remember who it was at the time, but there was an English teacher we had, and I'm not going to mention her name because she probably passed on, but we got to the class early, and it was a part of the school building in junior high where there were only two classrooms on that one particular floor. So this is what I did because she was so boring, and I couldn't take this woman. It was an English teacher, right? I don't know if you remember those wooden rulers we had when we were kids with the metal strip in one corner.
I do. Those can be pretty sharp knuckles, huh?
Yeah, let me tell you what I did to this day. I still remember. I pulled that. We got there early before anybody got there to that class. And I couldn't take this teacher. She was really, really boring. So what I did was, I can't remember the friend I was with, though. I took out that metal strip from the wooden ruler, right? I broke that metal strip into little pieces, and I stuck it in the door lock. So needless to say, a couple minutes later when the teacher arrived and the kids arrived, she couldn't open the door. Yeah, she couldn't open the door, and so she finally called the janitor and the maintenance man. He couldn't open the door neither. So that day, we all had to spend the class in the hallway sitting on the floor while she taught. Finally, the maintenance man had to take the whole lock off and install a new lock. And to this day, nobody ever knows it was me. Nobody. Except that friend, and I can't for the life of me recall who he was. But, pretty wild, huh?
So yeah, the reason I think we all had our episodes in high school where we, did something. I usually try to swipe a hall pass book early in the year and try to write passes for myself to gym class.
And you know what the funny thing is, Dave? I still have that wooden ruler.
Do you?
minus the metal strip, of course, but I still have that wooden ruler in my one of my desk drawers. All right, the reason why I called is this. You know, I'm trying to make out what the hell they got planned for tomorrow. I hear for an eclipse, I hear National Guard, I hear a state of emergency, and I'm kind of baffled. Are they trying to scare us, or do you think maybe they're going to pull an EMP and blame Russia or Iran? What do you think they got planned?
You know, I don't know. And another thing, we just live in a day and age now, Chance, where even when we say they, what do they have planned? I'm assuming you mean government.
Of course. Our government's always the cause of the problems. You know that for a fact.
Well, I mean, all is a pretty, finite word. I was going to say that what we also have to consider a little bit here is what are our enemies capable of doing? Because they're not dummies out there. People are reading the situation all the time and assessing and surveilling our stability, the movements and the things going on. You know, your garden variety extremist, whether it's an eco-terrorist, whether it's a political terrorist, could take advantage of any situation, either the eclipse or anything. So that's always a possibility. But what we see from the official apparatus is very strange. Why is NASA launching 3 rockets into the eclipse?
That's another point.
And, of course, named after some sort of a reptilian deity or something. That's very strange. The declaration of emergency. I don't know that we want to set precedent to allow government to declare emergencies because it gets dark.
Well, I'm thinking they might produce a hologram, either that or an EMP by a foreign country who's had enough of our bull crap, or our own government pulling a false flag and saying it's them. That's what I'm thinking. I'm trying to figure this out, man, and I can't make it. I'm not afraid of it, you know, because we're used to the crap that they do. Let's face it. I mean, there's all you can do is sit back and watch and deal with it, but I'm curious what they got planned.
I mean, you probably are aware of Project Bluebeam and things like that. So, you know, are those rockets being sent up there maybe to do nothing more than explode and provide a background, a screen? For those that don't know what Project Bluebeam is, this is the government thinking about how that they could project a holographic image in the sky of either God or aliens or something like that to spook you into compliance for something. So that's could those rockets be up there just to provide a poof? Here is a substance, not unlike the chemtrails that they put out that disperse across the sky. And then is CERN, because CERN's firing up now. Actually,
that's
they
what
fired
I was just
going to
mention,
ago.
Dave, CERN.
Like,
that's
is CERN going to project?
Yes, sir. No, I'm just going to mention CERN. Now, what time is this supposed to occur? Do you recall any time between 10 and 2 p.m. or something?
Yeah, I think it's in the afternoon it's supposed to come through. I can't remember the exact times. Here in Massachusetts, we're going to get a partial view, but... stay with us, Chance. I got a break coming in on us right now. You're listening to Red Pill Politics. This is Republic Podcasting Network. Stay with us. We'll be right back after these messages.
Is it conspiracy? Do shadow hands run democracy? The ages speak of a lie. Shrouded in secrets and mysteries. Bloodlines of history, they sit at the top. Counting all the gold they have robbed common men. They put their puppets into place, then pull.
handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
I was going to be a short one, folks. You are listening to Red Pill Politics. We're on every single Sunday, 11 Eastern, 10 Central. And you're probably thinking, how else can I get involved? Well, I'm going to tell you. You can go to redpillpolitics.chattango.com, where there's folks in there in a chat room waiting to hang out. And I also throw out a live stream on my Rumble channel. As you know, that link's on the redpillpolitics.tv site. And you can find and participate in and save to your favorites and give us a thumbs up on Rumble. And you can participate in the text chat. Now, how fantabulous is that? We are on the phone with the birthday boy, Chance, from West Virginia. We're talking about the craziness of this eclipse coming up. Why is NASA shooting rockets into the eclipse in some project name of some, what the heck was it again? Some serpent deity. All right, CERN is firing up and popping off, trying to open some gateway to hell, maybe, or Project Blue Beam style projection of what do you think? What are they going to scare us with, Chance? Are they going to,
well,
you know,
I tell you something, Dave?
God peering in out of the clouds or UFO?
I got to run this by you. Not only is today my birthday, right, but according to three different documents I read. You know what three different documents. You know what April 7th was?
What?
The recorded date of Jesus Christ's crucifixion. So I got to say to myself, now this is just a theory. I got to say to myself, well, wait a minute. You know how these satanic screwballs like to force prophecy? Is there a correlation between his date of crucifixion and what's happening tomorrow? Do you see what I'm saying?
I don't know. I am a believer, and there are some very interesting, I mean, do you call them coincidences? When that many Nineveh towns that goes through?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Some of the symbology involved. So, you know, I don't know. I'm going to really try to keep my cool always, because I know when you panic, you make bad decisions. And, you know, God doesn't want us to be fearful and panicky. He wants us to be committed.
I don't let my fruit of the looms get in a bunch. Nothing scares me anymore. I'm not, you know, whatever's going to happen, I'm going to deal with. I mean, I'm too old to be intimidated. But the point is, I'm trying to piece together the timing and the insanity of what's going on tomorrow, of course, in biblically speaking, and also geopolitically speaking. You see what I'm saying? I'm trying to figure out why they're scaring the hell out of people. State of emergency over traffic jams, National Guard, firing rockets. You know, none of this makes sense, and I'm just trying to figure it out.
Yeah. No, you bring up something. Actually, I was thinking about this last night, you know, for quite a while, is that, you know, there's people all around the world. You know, I'm a Christian. I believe in the Bible. There's other faiths around the world that believe in their own scriptures. There are evil atheists out there, godless people, who understand that all the masses of people in their faiths, in the scriptures that they believe in, and they can reverse engineer, extrapolate from that, knowing that we're looking for signs, you know, for those that are Christians, looking for those signs in things that were written into the Bible for us to look for. It'll tell us whether you're on a good path or a bad path. All right, where you are in the timeline of what the Bible lays out. And there are people that hate us that will use that against us. So we have to be discerning. This is always one of the themes that I try to project in the shows, is be open-minded, consider everything. Be a sponge to soak in all the information you can, but be discerning. Because you got the good and the bad. You got to eat the meat and spit the bones out here. What geopolitical ambitions have been woven into to the fates of Christians and Muslims and Jews? It doesn't matter. Our religions are being weaponized against us by godless monsters. You got me all fired up now, Chance. But does that make sense that we've got things that we got to be discerning as Christians? What is a real sign from God, and what is Project Bluebeam?
Well, I'm pretty sure it relates to one of those things I mentioned biblically concerning today being the recorded date of Jesus Christ's crucifixion, or geopolitically.
How could that be weaponized against us?
Yeah, they will, to force prophecy, open up all these portals with CERN and stuff, or to throw an EMP at us, say it was Russia or Iran, or they do it themselves, a false flag. I can't help but wonder if it's got to be one of those three things. And I'd be interested to hear what your callers might think about all of those possibilities, Dave.
Yeah, you know, I'll have to admit, I went out yesterday with a wife. We tanked up. We bought as much food as we could store and, you know, not have it go bad. Just because those things are all investments. They're not a waste if nothing happens. So I try always to be prepared. But the reality is that, let's say nothing deviant or supernatural actually happens, but the people have whipped themselves up into such a frenzy that becomes the issue. That becomes the instability. It's not so much what actually happens is the panic that and the weirdness that comes from people that fear the unknown.
Well, see, that's why I don't get whipped up into a frenzy. I just try to figure out why they're doing what they're doing according to a specific time period. I'm not worried about it, you know, but I know it's got to be one of those three things. I'm pretty positive. And like I said, it'd be interesting to hear what any of your callers, if they could, see what they come up with, because I'm convinced it's got to be one of those three things. If anything happens.
Yeah, I mean, it's very strange. I mean, I can't remember any other time where there was this much focus on an eclipse to where they expected people to rush in to where the climax viewing was. I just don't remember that happening, ever.
Well, it's similar to the shit they pulled with Y2K, Dave. Remember?
Yeah.
It's similar to that. And that fizzled out. But I don't know about this. I have an uneasy feeling. I'm not afraid. Don't get me wrong. But I'm very curious with the timing of everything I mentioned. I'm going to let you go, and I'd like to hear what other people have to say about this, because you have some pretty intelligent callers. Maybe they could piece this together, and let's see what they think.
Right. Yeah, interesting stuff for sure. Well, happy birthday to you, Chance. It's great to have you on the show here, and wish you a happy birthday. And, keep your powder dry, brother, and cooler heads will prevail, I'm sure. Thanks for the call.
You got it. Thank you now.
All right. Have a good day. Chance from West Virginia. Yes, indeed. Discernment. We don't know. And really apply this going forward in any large scale event or thing, anything that happens. Take a deep breath. All right, and be willing to consider all the options. Don't make any hasty judgments. People around you are going to, you know, those types of things just get repeated and start to resonate. Reserve an opinion until you have fully educated yourself and be discerning. And you know, right up front, be expecting bad actors out there to being the opportunist that they are, and I very carefully use that word, opportunist, is they are always looking for an opportunity to take advantage of a crisis. They've told us that. So, yes, there's a lot of people that do not like the liberty and freedom that we do, that do not like capitalism the way we do. Okay? They are going to leverage everything that happens, and you've got to be able to identify that in the the flow of information. It becomes sensory overload. There's a lot going on. There's a lot of little shiny things out there right now. The earthquake, the eclipse, the illegal alien invasion. And that is, as we do direct, because there's a lot of pressure on them right now. This is destroying the Democrats, the progressives, this whole border thing, because this is now impacting everybody. And things are happening. They're seeing we know who won the last election. So more than half of the country is looking in at government saying they have turned on us. They have turned on us. More than half the country. You can steal an election. You can put an occupier in the White House, in the Capitol. All right, but you've not gotten rid of the people. They are all still there, and they're angry, and they know, and they saw. You can't gaslight them any longer. But be discerning. Bad things can happen naturally. We got to understand that. Don't use that to rationalize away the plotted evil that's out there. But understand going into it, like the barge accident. Is it, you know, possible that that was an accident? And the answer is yes. It's possible. There were some abnormalities that need to actually be investigated. Absolutely. But could it have just happened? Well, I think maybe that is among the possibilities. What I know happened early on, and I saw this too, and this is where I go back and make sure that my eyes saw what I thought they did. But I got up that morning, and I remember seeing those videos. And I'm the type that will loop that 50 times watching it. And I'm in focus at different little spots across the screen. And I saw what other people, you know, an hour down the road, starting to come out in social media and the Twitter sphere. People, they blew the bridge. They blew the bridge. And I was, no. I went back, like I said, 50 times. I saw the flash. You could see the flash. This is what people were calling explosions that happened across the bridge in several places. And I said, no, because the bridge had running lights on it, the red blinkers, the strobes. Had those up on the upper part of the rail. There was also a line that ran right along a roadside. And you could see the collapse of the bridge begin, the failing of the bridge begin. And then a moment later, you saw the flash. All right, now light travels faster than sound. Now for that bridge to fail, that's when those lines were broke and they began sparking. All right. So the bridge failed before the spark. If it was blown, you would have seen the spark before the bridge failed. So the other thing, it wasn't an explosion. There was no smoke to it. There was no smoke. So people start pushing things out right away. And sure enough, it got shared around. And for a while, several hours, people would, oh, yeah, the bridge was blown, It wasn't. All right, it failed, and it was peculiar the way the whole thing came down. It was the way the ship moved. There's abnormalities there. And I think probably the best hour of TV was that day on InfoWars, and it was nothing to do with Alex Jones or Schroyer or any of those guys. It was the people that called in. They have a large enough audience, and this is one of the benefits I want to point out for those of you that didn't really need to drive home the importance of independent media, is they had a large enough audience where there were professionals that worked on barges, that worked at ports, that knew the procedures, the fail-safes and the backups and you know, protocols. And that information that came in from regular blue-collar people was exceedingly more valuable and diverse and in-depth than anything the mainstream media prostitutes and political whores could possibly have put out or did put out. It was pretty impressive. So, you know, that's the importance of free speech. And it tuned into a few things. So should there be investigations here? Absolutely. Those backup systems, it is very strange, and we all saw it, to see that ship go totally black. This type of thing, when you have redundancy in power, because you can't have something that big with that much mass and inertia in such a sensitive area being unnavigable. So the redundancy in power backups, in many cases, one of the callers said, it's not just when the power is cut, something else, oh, there's no power, I got to come on now. It's when there's fluctuations. Okay, just sensing that there's a fluctuation, it's on and it's ready and it's providing power and it's there. If the primary power goes down, the backup is already there. So there's a lot of weirdness, you know, and there's definitely no reason why it's going to take years to get that port open. In fact, it should be open right now. You know, we all watched the ship crash into it and the bridge come down. Look in the background, it's bristling with giant cranes. Right? They're doing nothing until that port is open. So I'm going to suggest to the governor and the Port Authority and all the brainiacs involved that you hustle a couple of those cranes over, or the ones that are mounted on barges, slide that stuff out of the water and open up that port. That's something that should not take years. It should take a couple of weeks. Rebuilding the bridge, that can be as tedious as you want it to be, but be on the lookout. They're going to pigeonhole your grant money. They've got 15-minute cities and greenness in mind. So I promise you, any money that's given is going to go to further that agenda. So we'll see how that project goes. But that port should be opened up immediately, and they should be going through and investigating that barge and everyone associated with it. They should feel like they're at a visit at the proctologist office to find out the truth. So, all right, what else we got? The earthquake, you know, this is something, you know, very interesting. It's one of the areas that I wish I had spent a little bit more time on. I dabbled a fair amount as it is. Very interesting when you step back and look at how the surface of this planet is as massive and as strong as it is and as sensitive as it is at the same time, how it itself is capable of replenishing and recycling is absolutely amazing. And that includes the plate tectonics, how that works, where pressure is built up and where pressure is released, how it is released, how rapidly it's released. Pressure, you know, like a pressure cooker, you know, you can let off a little steam at a time and, you know, things don't become explosive. But what happens when those plates build up so much pressure that there hasn't been a slip or a fracture or any relief of that kinetic energy? You know, so these things can happen. And you look again at annually what happens in the temperate zones, you know, the surface of our Earth actually freezes. We know what happens. That expands, right? This puts a lot of pressures on what's underneath it, depending on how close the bedrock is. But, you know, again, is this earthquake, is it a sign? A lot of people said, was it HARP? You know, and of course now it happened next to one of Trump's property. So there's some theories around that. Who knows? I don't know. But, you know, it did happen right at the end of, you look, that chain of mountains, the Smoky Mountains, you know, that is right at the terminus of that. All right, those mountains, how did they form? Well, that's from the Mid-Atlantic Rift. If you look in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean, it comes apart like that on both sides. There's one that heads towards the east coast of the United States, and there's another one that heads the other side of the Atlantic Ocean, and they both separate. Now, when it crashes into the continent over here in the United States, right where that mountain range is, that's where it's clashing with another plate. And rather than, as you see with the Mid-Atlantic Rift, where the plates are coming out and apart from each other, they're crashing directly into each other, which is what's creating the mountains. So, yeah, is it possible, and is it a suspect area for there to be, you know, seismic activity like that? Yeah, that's possible. You know, at the same time, we know they're capable, I believe, of doing greater than 4 miles a day tunneling. And when I say tunneling, I mean creating tunnels that are watertight tubes. All right, because it gets so hot that the rock, the bedrock, is eaten out in a giant tube. And it is so hot that it seals, it melts and seals behind it, a big watertight tube that you can drive trucks through. Right? How much of that's going on under our feet? Many times we hear things, we think, is that an earthquake? Is that what is that? You know, we think it's something that happened on the surface of the ground, explosion or something somewhere, some strange rumbling. Is it a jet? Breaking the sound barrier or something, you know, miles away. You know, but it could be them just digging around underneath our feet. It's entirely possible, you know. So, we got another caller right after this break. We're getting close to the top of the hour. So we are going to take a short break here, but I do want you to stop over to republicbroadcasting.org. Get subscribed there to the website and check us out at redpillpolitics.tv. And we will see you right after the top of the hour. Stay tuned.
Sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site,
It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.